Blog Talk Radio.
And you are here today because anyone who ever bet against you was wrong. Because any obstacle that ever dared get in your way, no matter how invincible it may have seemed, it was defeated by your innate power to overcome. You are here today because you are powerful beyond measure. Stop denying yourself of this truth. Your greatest self has been waiting your entire life. Don't you dare make it wait any longer.
A Better Today welcomes you to Empowered Living, Life, the Truth, and Being Free with host, speaker, writer, and personal coach, Steve Maraboli. Steve and his expert guests take you on a quest for truth and highlight philosophies and strategies that help you release your greatest self. It's time to focus on your potential instead of your limitations. Here's your host, Steve Maraboli.
Welcome, welcome. You're listening to Empowered Living, Life, the Truth, and Being Free. I'm your host, Steve Maraboli. You're welcome to participate with this show no matter where you're listening, no matter how you're listening. You can participate through AOL Instant Messenger. The screen name is ABT Radio Show. That's one word, ABT Radio Show. Or you could participate through our website, empoweredlivingradio.com. That's empoweredlivingradio.com. Today, what are we talking about? What are we talking about? How and why I poison my own life. I'm ready to give some information. I'm ready to start some fights. I'm ready to talk about this. It's something that needs to be spoken about, how and why I poison my own life. How do we poison our own lives? We know we do it. Let's be honest and talk about how we do it. So, first, of course, I want to say hello to the A Better Today community. You're all over the world. You know this show is listened to in over 100 countries? Isn't that crazy? The reason I say isn't that crazy is because it started just being listened to locally. And now it's in over 100 countries, and there's A Better Today community members all over the world who are out there participating, contributing to their communities, contributing to their own neighborhoods, and really the only mantra we have is the power of one. There's no place to sign up for this community. There's no membership fee. We're not a community like that. We're not a club like that. And we're just some people who have decided to help and to participate. And that power of one is our mantra. One kind gesture, one person at a time, one day at a time. Doesn't matter what you believe in, what you don't believe in, who your gods are, who your gods aren't, where you're rich, you're poor, you're married, you're not married, you're white, you're black, you're purple. It doesn't matter. It's just acknowledgement that in this journey, there are other people also on a journey. And don't forget that power of one, one kind gesture, one person at a time, one day at a time. The power of one. That's how we change things, by being, as Gandhi said, being the change we wish to see. So let's get to the show. Let's be real. I want your feedback. I want your feedback. And I tell you, if you don't, for shows like this, what I'm learning in the feedback, for shows like this, if you don't want me to say who you are and where you're from, then don't put it in there. Just make your statement. Make your statement. And that way I can know this is what you're feeling, and I can weave it into the show. Because I know some of you get embarrassed or nervous or you feel that somebody you know is listening. I mean, you could always give a fake name and city. I mean, there's really no way I would know. So if you don't even feel like dealing with that, just write, send an IM or a message through instant feedback at our website and just tell me what you're thinking. Just tell me what you're thinking. The show is for you. It's for all of us. This is your show. Been shared and shared by millions because this is your show. So a show like this, how and why I poison my own life, how and why we poison our own lives, how and why you poison your own life, let's talk about it. Let's be real about it, because we know we all do it. So let's talk about it. Feedback's at AOL Instant Messenger. The screen name is ABT Radio Show. That's one word, ABT Radio Show. Or you could feedback through our website, empoweredlivingradio.com. So here we go along, right? We go along our lives, and it just seems like we're always in the process of maybe wanting something different, maybe in the process of not being content with where we are, maybe in the process of wanting some change, usually in the process of adjusting relationships. Usually the process of adjusting relationships. And along this way, if we can be real, along this way in this journey of life, we seem to become experts at self-destruction. We seem to become experts at just almost doing the opposite of what it is we want. How crazy is that? Like, you know you want to be healthier, but you know, also know that you're eating a big apple pie. How crazy is that? In psychology, they call that cognitive dissonance. You're doing, wanting one thing, doing another thing, and your whole body, mind, and spirit is confused about it. Why do we do this? Well, let's cover the how first. We poison our own lives by intentionally doing things we know, consciously and subconsciously, are self-destructive. We stay in relationships that are poisonous. And not just relationships with other people, but we stay in relationships with food that are poisonous. We stay in relationships with drugs that are poisonous. We stay in relationships with religions that are poisonous. We stay in relationship with others that are poisonous. And we know we're doing it, and we know they're no good for us, but we do it anyway. Why do we do this anyway? Well, we do this because we're pattern seekers. We're pattern seekers. The way the mind works is that you're always seeking a pattern. Our mind tells us a story. So the brain is firing off these synapses, and all these things are happening from the frontal lobes to the cortex, and all these things are happening, and we're experiencing what we call consciousness, what we call our mind. Now, science will argue what the consciousness actually is, what the mind actually is, and they're gonna do a which came first, the chicken or the egg kind of thing, of whether the brain creates the consciousness in the mind, or the mind or the mind is just relayed and understood through the brain. It's a thing on its own. People have been arguing that forever, and it doesn't seem like they have any more insight to what's actually true about this. But I'm going to talk about this right now as what your mind does do. There's no argument about what your mind does do. The argument is about where it actually comes from, if the mind is pre the brain, or if the brain is what creates the mind. That's the argument. I don't want to get into that argument. What I do want to get into is what we do know about the mind. And we're pattern seekers. And what the mind actually does is it tells you a story. It gathers this data, and it tells you a story. And you start living your story. You live your story. And you keep telling yourself this story. And you've heard me talk about this before as someone telling you that you're writing your story, and you get to choose, and you get to pick up the pen at the beginning of the day, and you get to write your own story. And you've heard me say this before, because that's what the mind's actually doing. It's telling a story. So when something happens, this is why we put labels on things. The labels go with what? Your agreement with reality, your story. So if you get a flat tire, you don't just say, oh, look, I got a flat tire. Your mind immediately puts that into the context of your story, usually amplifying the flat tire. So you get a flat tire, and instead of just saying, oh, wow, look, a flat tire, you get a flat tire, and in the context of the story, oh, great, this week sucks. It started with this, and then this, and then this, and then this, and now I get a friggin' flat tire. Great, what's next? What's next? A tornado is going to hit me? And you put it into the context. Your brain, your mind tells you a story. Now, why am I telling you this, that your mind tells you a story, when we're talking about how we poison our own lives? Well, the reason I'm telling you this is because a very interesting thing happens when you tell your story. The interesting thing that happens is that just like every other story we've read or every other movie, which is, of course, a visual interpretation of a story, in these, there are good guys and bad guys. There are dramas and love and all of these things. And those are our reference points. Now, you've heard me say before that your agreement with reality defines your life. In other words, your experiences have to validate your agreement with reality. So, the story you're telling yourself may be written in a sense that the poison is written in. You're telling yourself that poison. The story you're telling yourself is that you're not good enough, that you're not worthy, that you need to change, that all of these things that you're with who you're with because that's what you can do, or you don't want somebody new. All of these stories that we tell ourselves lead to this poisoning of our own lives. And we start saying things like, yes, I want to be fit and healthy. I want to be fit and healthy. But I also love brownies. And I love ice cream. And why do I want to deny myself ice cream? Why do I want to deny myself brownies? And the story you tell yourself will lead to that. Instead of realizing the truth that actually what you're denying yourself is of your dreams, of what you see for yourself, of your intentions. That's what you're denying yourself of. You're denying yourself of the step towards what you want by going along a story. Now, how does that go? Well, it turns out, and I'm going to explain. We're going to get a little deep here. You guys coming with me? You're coming with me. So it turns out our bodies, and I'm going to go back to bodies because this is fascinating to me. So on one level, as a human being, you are a walking pharmaceutical creator. That's what you are. The chemicals you create in your body are incredible. They are incredible. The amount of chemicals you create and the way that you could alter your physiology with these chemicals from everywhere from adrenaline to serotonin to dimethyltryptamine, your body creates this and your body responds with incredible precision. It's fascinating. And then that all interacts with your brain and helps your brain cope with this, and your mind, of course, is influenced by this. So, Steve, why are you telling us this? Great question. Because it turns out, because of that, we're kind of walking, talking drug addicts. Is really what we are in many senses. The reason you love feeling in love, the reason you love seeing those loving movies, the reason you love roller coasters, the reason you love going to a guru seminar is because it makes you feel good. It gives you a shot of whatever chemical your body makes you feel good. That's what you're doing. You're looking for that shot of excitement, that shot of chemical right into your brain, right into your veins. Oh, and you feel pumped up, and you love the way it feels when you talk to so-and-so, and you love the way it feels when you see this movie, and you love the way it feels. Well, the reason it feels that way is because you just took a hit of something really good that your body created. Now, what happens when, and this is the truth of our existence. Now, what happens when companies understand this? What happens when we and our ancestors understand this? And they start selling you things and products that feed that chemical desire. So now, yes, ice cream is great. But the companies making the ice cream you love, they're putting in the nice kind of sugar that they know your body loves. So while you're thinking, oh, this ice cream is great, they're actually making you an addict of those chemicals. Think about it. Look at the proverbial crackhead, crack addict, or meth addict, or coke addict, or whatever you want to do. What will they do? They will throw away their dreams in pursuit of this drug that they feel they need physically. Their body's calling for it, and it is. And even though they know they're messing up their lives, even though they know they are poisoning their body, they will still light that cigarette. They will still light the crack pipe. They will still insert that needle, even though they know in their mind that it's not good for them. Their body will override them. This is what's happening when you know in your mind you want to live healthier, but you just have to have that brownie. You just have to have that pork chop. You just have to have that ice cream. It is your body being a drug addict and overriding your mind. And this creates that same sense of conflict, that same sense of lamentation, that same sense of frustration, that why am I poisoning my own life? I know I shouldn't be doing this. I just can't stop. I can't seem to get out of my way. I can't seem to get out of my own way. And then what do we do? What do we do? We call on the gurus. We call on the churches. We call on the things. And what do? They say, oh, it's okay. It's okay. And then they blast out some words that they also know are going to give you a chemical reaction and make you feel good. But the problem isn't solved. The problem isn't solved. You just became more dependent on something else because that problem won't be solved. You'll always go back to that church. You'll always go back to that guru. You'll always go back to those words that make you feel good because you haven't addressed the issue. So you will always need somebody or something or some idea that's going to help you get that shot of chemical that you need to counter the chemical of misery that you're getting when you know that you're poisoning your own life. So how do we address this? How do we address this issue? The only way to address this issue is through conscious decision-making. It is a step. We need a step program of conscious decision making to bring us back to where we need to be, to making healthy decisions, to get us off the drugs and the poison that we usually subconsciously seek. Conscious decision making. What are you doing? Are you getting closer or further? Does this help my goals? Does this bring me closer or further from my goals? Does this bring me closer or further from my intent? Further or closer to my dreams? Consciousness. Consciousness. We hear it time and time again. This is an age of consciousness. Being awake to what you're doing. Being awake to what you're doing. That way you can fight that battle. And again, I'm going to tell you again for the 100th time, maybe the 1,000th time. I'm telling you this because this is what I realized in my own battles of poisoning myself. You have to be aware and honest with yourself. And you have to fight that craving. You have to fight that craving. And the only way you can do it is by being in that moment and making these conscious decisions. It's the only way. I wish I could tell you there was a different way, but there isn't. We poison ourselves almost incessantly because we're in a world that's designed to do that. So yes, when I had to fight my pizza addiction or my cheeseburger addiction, I was no different than the local meth head. The details of the situation may be different. The details of the person involved may be different. But they know that what they're doing is destroying their body and going against what they want, and so did I. Yet neither of us could stop. So what does that mean? It means I had to ask myself honest questions. Honest questions. Does this help me get to where I need to get? Or does this get me further from where I need to get? Do I want to be healthier? Yes, I want to be healthier. Does this help me get healthier? Or does it hurt me? How do I do this? This is where I was telling you, I have the observer gauge. The observer gauge is huge in my life. And the observer gauge is I pretend. What if someone was watching? What if a camera was watching and broadcasting this to everybody? Would somebody watching me know what I want? In other words, I want to be healthier and I want to be fit, right? So would somebody watching me right now about to scruff down two big ass slices of pizza, would they know what I want? Would they be surprised to hear that I want to be fit after watching me scruff down a cheeseburger? If so, then I am poisoning myself and I am breaking a commitment to myself. And even that sounds easier than the battle that actually goes on in your head. You know this. We're being real today, right? If you want, we could be fake. I could be fake and say, all you have to do is just make the choice. And then the universe falls into place. And suddenly the birds start chirping, even if it's the middle of the night. They just start chirping and everything goes well. If you want, we can do that. But you could do that at every other guru show and every other guru book. I want to be real. It's a fight. I want to be real. It is a fight. And sometimes you get your ass kicked. And the way you avoid getting your ass kicked is by paying attention and asking yourself. You are the one poisoning yourself. So only you can ask yourself, how do I fight this? Of course, consciously and rationally, you know the only way to fight this is to not have the pizza. Well, that's simple on paper. But you guys know what happens when you have a craving. It's called a craving. That means your body wants it and is demanding it of you, and it's starting to send you a little electric signals to your brain that is going to lie to you. Don't you know that your body is like a crackhead? I want you to hear me for a second. So your body wants it so bad that just like a local crackhead, a local meth head, you could, if you don't know any, if you haven't met any or haven't seen any, I'm sure you've seen something on TV, and then all of a sudden they come knocking on your door, and they need an extra $5 or whatever the hell it is, and they'll bargain with that. Oh, no, I just need. They'll come up with any story. They'll do whatever they need to do. They will rob you. They will rob their own family. You've heard all the stories because this is a craving. What they're having, we call it a drug addict. Because it's drugs, but a craving is no different. That's what they're having. They are having a craving for drugs. They are having a craving, just like you're having a craving. So you get this craving, and of course on your mind it says, oh, of course, I'm not going to have that pizza. I'm not going to have that cheeseburger. But it's a craving. So this craving shows up to your brain like a little crackhead. Starts knocking on the door of your brain. Hey, man, I need pizza. I need cheeseburger. I need pizza. I need cheeseburger. And suddenly your brain feels this. And it starts creating little synapses because it's thinking your body needs this. My body's telling me you need this. And it starts feeding this nonsense into your head. Tell me if you recognize this nonsense. Oh, it's just once. I've been eating so well. It's just once. What's it going to do? Tell me you don't recognize that. That is your crackhead brain being addicted to chemicals and food. That's what that is. And all of a sudden, you're like, oh, well, you know, it's what was I reading about? I may have even retweeted this. I was reading about the phenomenon of diets that have off days. I don't know who created the diet that has off days. Well, on weekends, I can eat whatever. I don't know who created that, but I'll tell you what created that. The crackhead brain created that. There was some genius figuring out some sort of diet thing, and all of a sudden, the crackhead part of the brain was like, well, if we just had one day, you know that's how it happened. And in the end, you eat the pizza, you eat the burger, and you feel like crap. Because you know you did something that was poisonous to your dreams. It was poisonous to your prayers. It was poisonous to your wants. It was poisonous to the life you want to live. And you feel it on the downer. We've all been there. We've all been there. The only answer is to consciously fight the battle. Do whatever you got to do. Don't go to that pizzeria. Don't go to the burger place. Do whatever you've got to do. Keep some snacks around. Just start throwing them in your face. Just start throwing them in your face. Healthy snacks. Just start throwing them in your face. Do whatever you got to do. Whatever you've got to do. Do whatever you've got to do to fight that battle. Because eating healthy and choosing healthy, whether it's eating or choosing to exercise or whatever it is, these are all part of the mind. This can be a part of the story your mind is telling you. But you have to get it to start telling you that. a mind that is a pattern seeker. It's funny, our minds are changeable, our patterns are changeable, our habits are changeable. But they do their best to have you not change them. They don't like changing. They're changeable, but they don't like it. And you have to make conscious decisions every day. Conscious decisions every day to make, to create that change, to change the story. To change the story. And that's how we begin to stop poisoning ourselves. When we get back, we'll get to some more topics. I want to start a fight. I want to start some conversations in the house. Let's start some conversations in the house, because I want to talk about this for a little bit. How sometimes the way we poison ourselves, is that we allow ourselves to be poisoned by other people. Let's talk about that. Let's talk about it real, baby. Let's talk about it real. How we allow ourselves to be poisoned by other people. That is another way in which we poison ourselves. We'll talk about that when we get back. You're listening to Empowered Living Life, the Truth, and Being Free. I'm your host, Steve Maraboli. Make sure that you know you can participate with this show through AOL Instant Messenger. The screen name is ABT Radio Show. That's one word, ABT Radio Show. You could also participate through our website, empoweredlivingradio.com. We're talking about how and why I poison myself. You're listening to Empowered Living. We'll be right back.
Ese amor llega sin esta manera, no tiene la culpa. Caballo le dan sabana, porque es muy despreciado, por eso no te perdono llorar. Ese amor llega así, esta manera, no tiene la culpa. Amor de compra y venta, amor del pasado. Ven, 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 ven. Bambolero, bambolera, porque mi vida yo la prefiero vivir así.
Hi everybody, this is Faith Hill for RAB, recording artists, actors, and athletes against drunk driving. As a performer, I've had many wonderful moments to celebrate. So please, when you celebrate, designate. Please choose a designated driver. Music lives, and you should too.
Your beauty, just like your capacity for life, happiness, and success, is immeasurable. Day after day, countless people across the globe get on the scale in search of validation of beauty and social acceptance. Get off the scale. I have yet to see a scale that can tell you how enchanting your eyes are. I have yet to see a scale that can show you how wonderful your hair looks when the sun shines its glorious rays on it. I have yet to see a scale that can thank you for your compassion, sense of humor, and contagious smile. Get off the scale, because I have yet to see one that can admire you for your perseverance when challenged in life. It's true, the scale can only give you a numerical reflection of your relationship with gravity. That's it. It cannot measure beauty, talent, purpose, life force, possibility, strength, or love. Don't give the scale more power than it has earned. Take note of the number, then get off the scale and live your life. You are beautiful. Welcome back. You're listening to Empowered Living Life, the Truth, and Being Free. I'm your host, Steve Maraboli. Make sure you check out our websites, abettertoday.com, stevemaraboli.com, and empoweredlivingradio.com. We've got over 1,000 hours of radio available 100% free. Some great seminars, some great topics, some amazing guests, all available 100% free. Make sure you check it out, empoweredlivingradio.com. And only thing I ask is, it's 100% free, so just only thing I ask is that you share. Share it. Let other people know. Let other people experience. Let other people listen. Let other people share it. And let's keep doing it. We're on Facebook. We're on Twitter, YouTube, Pinterest. Check it all out and share. We're talking today about how and why we poison our own lives. And in the first half hour, I was talking about the poison and the story that we tell ourselves and how we really are addicts. I mean, it's a funny way to say it, but it's actually physiologically true. It's physiologically true. And the way that we moderate what we're doing, the way that we moderate our lives and have our lives reflect our goals and have our lives reflect our truth is that we moderate and make sure that we are conscious to the choices we make. Conscious to the choices we make. And find ways to make the adjustment. And I call it a fight, and I will always call it a fight. I know some people out there don't like to call it a fight, and I have all kinds of techniques to not have it be a fight, but you're going to also have all kinds of techniques to not have it work. I feel that it's got to be a fight. It's got to be a choice you make. It has to be. If it's not a choice you make, if you're not making a choice, folks, listen to me. If you are not consciously making a choice, then something else is. That's the only two truths. You can put it into a million different ways and add all your spiritual and psychological bullshit to it. But the truth is, either you're making the choice or something else is making the choice. And if you're not fighting to make it your choice, then it's kicking your ass. I don't think that you got to try for your life. I don't think that you have to do anything less than fight for your dreams. You should do nothing less than fight for your goals. You should do nothing less than fight for your life. You should do nothing less than fight for your relationships. That's what you do. If you're not fighting, you're losing. Some people disagree with that. That's fine. That's how I see it. I don't see life as easy and so fluid. I don't see it as so easy and so fluid. I see it as simple. I know that it's simple. But I also have been alive long enough to see that it's not easy. And you got to fight. And sometimes that fight is an emotional, mental one that you need to pay attention and choose. Because if you don't choose, something else is choosing for you. You've given into a story, you've given into a lie, and you've given into poison. And this is what happens. Well, before I went to break, I was saying how sometimes the way we poison ourselves is that we allow others to poison us. Oh, that's so true. It's so true. You know this is true. We allow people around us that are just no good for us. They don't inspire you to think. They don't inspire you to love. They don't inspire you to feel good about yourself. They don't inspire you to any of that. What they inspire you to is to feel poison, to feel crappy. There are all kinds of people in this world. And the truth is that we all have incredible potentiality and that we all created by a magnificent, magnificent creator, whether you believe that creator is a god or evolutionary universe, whatever the hell you believe, it doesn't matter. What we can agree is that we are magnificently created. And while that is true, because we're like the snowflakes and each one of us different, people go through different parts of the journeys, and some people are simply not at the same point. They're the same level of someone else. It's not that there's anything wrong with either of them, but sometimes you're simply not at the same level. And that causes poison in your life. And we tell ourselves a story that we need, that these people are people we still need in our lives, people that we could change, or whatever the story you tell yourself is, when the reality is they're just not good for you. They're poisoning you, not nourishing you. You may be nourishing them, but they're not nourishing you. They're poisoning you, and we're poisoning ourselves by allowing them to poison us. It goes back to what we were talking about, the food. And food's a perfect analogy, because food's a poison that we all, most of us, voluntarily take in. You know it's not good for you, but you take it in anyways. And eventually, it's those little decisions you make that are made for you, really, by the story you tell yourself. It's those little decisions that end up killing you. The heart attack you have is the culmination of a bunch of times you didn't fight for the right decision. And this is what happens with people in our lives, who have demonstrated that they're not at your level, who are slowly poisoning you every day. And we allow this for the same reason we allow ourselves to light up another cigarette, even though we know it's killing us little by little. You got to fight. You got to fight for positive choices. You got to fight for your right to be healthy, to make healthy choices, healthy decisions in your life. That's why one of my dear friends in this world was talking when I was talking earlier about these diets and how you could have whoever thought up of a diet where you could have days that the diet isn't in effect. That I said, you know, it's the crack brain that thinks of that. It's the crack brain that says, well, there's a day or two that you can just eat whatever you want. And my dear friend, who I incredibly appreciate their point of view, says, you know, these freebie meals allow you to, in moderation, stay eating healthy for the rest of the week. My opinion of that is that is the crackhead mind. That's the stuff that'll tell you, oh no, go ahead and eat it for a week. Eat it for one day. You're eating healthy the rest of the week. What's one day going to do? That's the crackhead mind. That's what it is. That's it right there. Think of the logic behind that. Oh, you could poison yourself once a week. It's okay, because you're not doing it the rest of the week. It's still poisoning yourself. And it still keeps you in that poison mentality. It keeps you in that poison mentality. You can't say, it is, to think of it rationally, what else would you put in there? Would you say, well, you could have crack once a week. It's okay, because it keeps you from having it the rest of the week. Or you could have a cigarette once a week. It keeps you from having it the rest of the week. Or you could have whatever, insert anything else there, and we see how silly that concept is. But when we add it to dieting, we get the crackhead mentality. And oh, no, it's fine. You can't poison yourself. You'll never get out of that cycle. You'll never get out of that cycle. That kind of thing doesn't work. You got to fight every day. That's not how the brain works, kid. You got to fight that every day. You can't give yourself a little crack once a week. You're still a crackhead. If you smoke once a week, aren't you a smoker? Well, then if you're eating like crazy once a week, then that diet, all that does is reinforce that the diet is some sort of punishment, some sort of restriction that is lifted once a week. You can't give that to your mind. Your mind will always look at it as a restriction. It will always be resistance, and it will always fail because of that. That's how the human mind works. So that, on a conscious level, cannot work. You got to fight every single day. Every single day, you have to make conscious choices. Make conscious choices for your life. Make conscious choices for your dreams. You've got to keep squeezing, is what they're saying. You got to keep squeezing. It was like the drilling. Well, he wasn't a drill instructor. He was a sergeant when I was in the military, Sergeant Dugan, and he had a voice like this. He sounded like he had smoked 100 cigarettes a day for 20 years. He was an old Vietnam era sergeant, and he was still around when I was about 18 or 19 years old, and he was a ton of good advice and delivered in the funny way that military sergeants and especially old school ones would deliver it. And I remember, and I'm sure I've told you guys the story before, but I'll tell you again, that he said, Maraboli, I want you to listen to me. I'm going to tell you the difference between bravery and courage. Any brave man will grab a lion by his testicles, but it takes courage to keep squeezing. No, I've never forgot that, because that is brilliant. And he's right. We've got to be courageous in following our dreams. We've got to be courageous in following our hopes, our desires, our prayers. We've got to be courageous in following our visions. We got to keep squeezing. And that keep squeezing is a conscious decision to keep squeezing for your health. Sometimes you've got to keep squeezing for your health and make a conscious decision and fight yourself down. Fight yourself off from going to get that pack of cigarettes or to go to that pizza place or the burger joint or to go to whatever it is that you love eating. Sometimes you've got to keep squeezing for your relationships and keep the levels of conversation open and communication open and the lines of forgiveness open and the lines of love open and the lines of romance open. You've got to keep squeezing sometimes. Keep squeezing for what you want. Because the second you let go, something else chooses for you. That crackhead mentality chooses for you. And you just have one more piece of chocolate. Oh, one more little bit of fudge. Oh, one more little slice of pizza. Oh, one more cheeseburger. Oh, one more cigarette. Oh, one more, whatever it is, insert whatever your poison is. If you're not making the conscious decision to keep squeezing, then something else is making the decision for you. Sometimes we've got to keep squeezing in our lives, recognizing that there are certain things our conscious mind knows we should let go of. Certain things our conscious mind knows we should let go of. There are foods that your conscious mind knows you should let go of. Let go and keep squeezing. There are people in your life that your conscious mind knows you should let go of. Let go of them and keep squeezing. Make the conscious decision every day to be the best version of yourself today. Make that decision to keep squeezing. Because remember, If you're not consciously making it, it's being made for you. I think that out of everything I'm hearing myself say today, I think that might be the most important. Because if you're not consciously making that decision, then something else is. It's your subconscious of that crackhead mind mentality, or it's the commercial you heard earlier. Oh, there's no worry. You could eat whatever you want. Just sprinkle this thing on it, and you'll lose weight. Folks, have you seen that commercial? You think I'm joking. It sounds like one of my guru bullshit commercials. No, but for real. I don't know what the product is, but there's a commercial, and it says, look, eat whatever you want. Just sprinkle this on it, and you'll actually lose weight. Could you? I don't even know what the product is. And could you imagine what that does to you? Can you imagine what kind of crazy kung fu contraption, what kind of crazy chemicals are on there that you could eat what you want, but just by sprinkling something on it, you lose weight? Could you imagine what that's actually doing to you? Folks, life doesn't work that way. And if you're not consciously making decisions, you're going to be influenced by crazy commercials like that. You're going to be influenced by your crackhead mentality that says, oh, no, you could have it today. You didn't have it yesterday. And on the balance, if you're just having it one day a week, it's not nearly as bad as having it 7 days a week, which logically makes sense. But you're still having it. That's the equivalent of someone saying, slowly poisoning yourself to death is so much better than just doing all the poison at once. Sure, it's better, but I'm still poisoning myself. I want to not poison myself. I want to not do that. I don't want to poison my dreams. You're not, just remember that who you are, you are a culmination. You, when you say that I am me, whatever me means to you, that is the mind story. We go back, I told you how your mind creates a story. The reason I was telling you is that you, the me, the I, that is a story. That is a culmination of a story your mind tells you. That's why people with Alzheimer's, they forget things. What they're actually forgetting is the story. They forget who they are, who you are in their story. They forget who their kids are in their story. They forget who their where the houses were in their story. They're living beings. They can see that you have something in front of you. They can see that they're eating. They can see that there's cars moving outside. They can see that. They can see it. But we say they've lost their mind. And the reason we say that is because they have lost the ability to remember their story. So we are a story. When you say me or I, you're referencing the story that's happening in your mind. So when you're poisoning yourself, you're poisoning the whole story. You're not just poisoning your physical body. You're poisoning your dreams. You're poisoning your goals. You're poisoning your relationships. You're poisoning your future. You're poisoning your children. You're poisoning the whole story. And it's all happening because you're not being conscious of the decisions you're making. And you're not fighting. You're not fighting for those dreams. You're not fighting for those relationships. You're not fighting for those goals. You're not fighting for you. You are not the hero of your own story. In your story, you're the one who gets poisoned instead of being the one who wins. And that's what we have to remember. And you got to do whatever you've got to do. When I have a craving, I do whatever. This is my story. Do I want to be the hero of this story? Do I want to be the hero of this story? Or do I want to be the one where the thought of a slice of pizza kicks my ass and has me go against everything I want? So These are what we have to think about. And when we start making these conscious decisions, not only do we consciously eliminate the poison, we're still, don't forget, we're still our bodies are still these chemical-seeking agents. So that doesn't change the truth of our physiology. But what making conscious decisions does and eliminating the poison, it makes you consciously seek the good hits, if you should say. Suddenly, when you get rid of that person that makes you feel crappy, that makes you feel weak and down, suddenly you start recognizing that that person over there and these people and this group and this connection over here, they make you feel good. They inspire you. They nourish your goals. They nourish your dreams. And suddenly you've switched toward healthy decision making. And suddenly it's like, oh, wow, you know, that food actually did make me feel crappy. This food makes me feel really good. Well, this is nourishing. And let me start doing this every day. And at first it's a huge fight. Then it's just a little fight. Eventually it's a little fight here or there. But it becomes a habit. Good health, healthy decision making, healthy relationships become a habit once you fight for them. When you get used to and make the commitment to fight for yourself, to fight for your story, health and wellness becomes a way of life. It becomes your habit. And that, folks, if anything that we could all have in common wherever we are in this world, I think that's about as close as a thing that we could have in common as there is. The quest to make health and wellness our habit. That's empowered living. And that's where I'm going, and I hope you're all coming with me. Folks, you're listening to Empowered Living Life, the Truth, and Being Free. I'm your host, Steve Mariboli. Make sure you check out our website, empoweredlivingradio.com. That's empoweredlivingradio.com. We're on Facebook. We're on Twitter. We're on YouTube. We're on Pinterest. And check us out. Everything we do is 100% free. Share it, share it, share it. This New Yorker loves you all. Go out there and make a difference. Go out there and consciously make great decisions for a healthy and empowered life. You're listening to Empowered Living. I'm Steve Mariboli. We'll see you next time.
A Better Today would like to thank you for listening to Empowered Living, Life, the Truth, and Being Free.